This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, May 21st. God's word to you today is Paul's case. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 4, verse 17, and it says, "With the Lord's authority, I say this, live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused." Whereas in Ephesians 4, verse 1, Paul said, "I beg you." In Ephesians 4, verse 17, he says, "With the Lord's authority, I say this." We see a graduation from the picture of a father talking to his children with, "I beg you." If you have children and you know their actions will get them into trouble, you beg them not to do it. But by the time we get to Ephesians 4, verse 17, Paul says, "With the authority of the Lord." Paul was saying, "I'm using the authority of the Lord and I'm saying, do not do it." Ephesians 4, verses 18 to 19 says, "Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against Him. They have no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasures and eagerly practice every kind of impurity." Ephesians 4, verse 20 says, "But that isn't what you learnt about Christ." In other words, this behavior does not align with Christ. It does not. Ephesians 4, verses 21 to 22 say, "Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from Him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception." The picture Paul paints for us here is one of the sinful nature being like a shirt you can just take off and throw away. God says, "Throw off the old sinful nature. Get rid of it." Ephesians 4 verse 30 says, "And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, He has identified you as His own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption." Ephesians 4 verses 1, 17 and 20 show us the cases that Paul is making. The first one is, "I am begging you." For some people, when their father begs, it is enough to yield. The second case is, "I am instructing you." Some people do not yield to begging. It must be an instruction. Then Paul makes the third case, which is, "It will hurt God if you do it. It will grieve the Holy Spirit if you do it." Some people do not want to offend God, so this is the only case that will appeal to them. Ephesians 4 verse 30 says, "And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live." Paul is saying to us that how we live can make God happy or make God sad, and that is really big. Sometimes it is erroneously taught that once you're under the blood, it does not matter how you live. God sees Jesus and He accepts you. That is 100% true in acceptance. Ephesians 4 verse 30 says, "Remember, He has identified you as His own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption." God is saying, who you are and how you live are inseparable. Let us pray. Father, I embrace my identity as your own. Therefore, by your Spirit, let my life and the way I live reflect my identity in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.